Hey, we're back with another episode of Brick House. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, we've been getting a lot of heat lately. Not heat. Like good heat.
Okay.
Like people are lining up to listen to this podcast.
Wanted by the police.
Yeah. So if you're new to the podcast and you want to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Brick House Pod. And I'm at Hey, it's Matt Baker. Send us your thoughts. Send us your predictions. We'll get into some predictions a little later, but.
Oh, yeah, we have a new segment this week. Pretty exciting. It's probably going to be the title of the episode, so.
Yeah, no, I was very excited. I don't get excited about anything anymore, but this got me excited.
I'll tell you something that gets you excited. Taco Bell made a special offer where you can walk into Taco Bell after any NBA Finals team steals a home game on their opponent's floor and steal a taco.
Right. Yes.
Like anything in this capitalist country, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away.
Yeah, what does the small print say? Do you have to buy something?
No, but you can only steal a taco on Tuesday between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. In Phoenix, I don't know if other baseball teams do this, but the Arizona Diamondbacks, if they score 5 runs, I think the next day you can go to Taco Bell and get 3 free crunchy tacos with the purchase of a drink, Bob.
Ugh,
it's not free at all.
Taco Bell, this is probably how they get rid of the stuff that's spoiled. I mean, most of their meat, they grade it just above dog food.
But sure.
Once it gets like 3 days old, then they have to give it away. It's part of their parole.
Yeah, but no one seasons dog food like Taco Bell. That's the advantage they have. So are you saying this Tuesday we can go in and...
Who knows, man? You'll probably get there and be like, no, you missed it.
Yeah. Between, yeah.
Thursday.
The reason they do that in the PM is because they did it between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., all the late night drunks.
Oh, That's when everyone needs a Taco Bell anyways. They don't need to get extra business in those hours.
They'd run out of,
That's why they have happy hour at, 4 o'clock, because everyone's still working. Only unrespectable people.
Only podcasters can go at that time. Yeah.
You know, you sent me a screenshot last night that made me think that the Warriors were really ready to celebrate the championship in Cleveland in Game 4. There was an entire folding table filled with every kind of peanut butter and jelly sandwich fixings that any man could want.
Yeah, it was no joke. They even had the Uncrustables, which are basically just sugary bread with something inside of it.
Yeah, I saw you said Uncrustables. I never heard this.
My
mom's a dietitian. She would never feed me such things.
Yeah, I worked at the Boys and Girls Club for one summer, and the kids loved these things. It was one of the lunch options one of the weeks, like one a day every week. And it's sort of peanut butter and jelly-ish, except it's like it's Schmucks.
Oh, is it the one where it's the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar?
No. That's Goobers, Bob.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah. No, but these are like pie. They're little pies, basically.
Oh, they're pre-made sandwiches.
Pre-made sandwiches.
Without crusts, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So they're kind of like mini pie shapes. And I don't think they're the healthiest of the peanut butter
the
options.
Little Debbie of pre-made peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, kind of that way. They even had peanut butter granola bars in that picture and...
I looked like they had enough stuff to get through 48 hours of drinking in Vegas.
Yeah. If you're going to meet San Francisco,
be sure to give Riley Curry a dance. It could be bad news for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were able to get one game so far, Game 4 win, just last night, recording on Saturday. But I saw on NBA Reddit that the Cavs have a Michael Bay curse.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about this?
No, but...
So LeBron has lost the NBA Finals each year a live-action Transformers movie is released.
I would say America's lost every year a live-action Transformers movie released, Bob.
Good point. Thank you. It's now been a decade of these damn movies
right.
being given to us. I still haven't seen 1 minute of any of them.
I actually enjoyed the first one. I'll say that.
Yeah, it was probably more entertaining than the Spurs sweeping the Cleveland Cavaliers. Which
yeah,
is
that was
what
a,
happened.
2007. Yeah.
2007. 2011 was Transformers: Dark Side of the Moon lost to the Mavericks.
Dark of the Moon, Bob.
Dark of the Moon?
Yeah, even weirder.
They don't want to pay Pink Floyd for that one.
Yeah.
Age of Extinction, 2014, lost to the Spurs. Mm. And The Last Night comes out this year. So if you've got $15 you want to set on fire, you can do that.
Unfortunately for LeBron, I'm reading that there's a Transformers spinoff scheduled next year and a sixth Transformers the following year scheduled.
Oh, so we have a dynasty forming before yeah. our very eyes.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. I saw another stat on NBA Reddit. Pretty sad for the NFL. Kevin Love has completed more 20-yard passes than six NFL teams this past season. He completed 17 of these, you know, outlet passes
yeah.
In the regular season. That is more than the Texans, the 49ers, the Jaguars, the Ravens, or the Broncos.
Whoa.
And tied with the Rams. 17 passes over 20
over
yards.
Over 20 yards. And now, I don't want to get technical here, but is that 20 yards in the air, or if he catches it a yard off the line of scrimmage and runs 30 yards, does that count? Do we get
well, in football, we know how it's ruled. Normally, they don't count how many yards a pass goes in the NBA. And this is an NBA Redditor who made this stat, so.
Okay. Sorry, I'm reading too deep into this.
The jury's out on exactly how legitimate these stats are.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but LeBron James and Kevin Durant, it just came out, collaborated on a secret hip-hop track.
Oh, no. What is it called?
In 2011. Not even the title has been released.
Wait, they had a secret hip-hop track in 2011?
In 2011, they were hanging out. I don't know if you recall, but I remember at the time people were harking in it to Jordan befriending Barkley and befriending the other greats in the league. LeBron had invited Kevin Durant to work out with him over the summer.
Right.
Then the following summer dominated him in the 2012 finals.
Right.
I saw someone on Twitter speculating last night when James and Durant started yelling at each other at half court that maybe they were just spitting the verses
yeah.
from that secret song. A lot of people have been saying some fun stuff to the media, as is what's going to happen when you're meeting for the third time in a row in the finals.
Sure.
Draymond Green said about LeBron James, he can have the GOAT title, he just can't have this ring. Makes a lot of sense. Steph Curry waxed philosophical on his friendship with Kevin Durant. He said, quote, he's a great dude, great sense of humor. I feel like I'm on a dating show right now. I'm glad they lost a game to get taken down a peg.
Sure.
Maybe a little more darkness in some of these quotes after game four. I did see after game one a official stat that the Cavaliers were officially 0-5 in NBA Finals games coached by Mike Brown.
Yeah, he got his first NBA Finals win on game one. That's pretty great. And then immediately couldn't celebrate because Kerr is like, oh, I'm back.
After game two, I think the most exciting news to come out of the locker room was the smell of marijuana smoke.
Okay.
Brian Windhorst confirmed that the Cavs locker room smelled like weed after being blown out for the second game in a row.
Yeah.
Now, we have an entire segment about speculation coming up here real soon.
Sure.
I don't even know if it would qualify to say that if I had to guess, Matt Barnes or J.R. Smith is responsible for the smell of marijuana.
Okay.
I just imagine they're probably in the hallway in between locker
okay,
rooms
yeah.
thinking they're getting away with something.
Speaking of Matt Barnes, how'd you like him, John, with that fan last night, getting that fan kicked out?
I mean, you know, I always love seeing the rich people ejected from the sidelines.
Yeah.
He's actually a friend of LeBron James. He was sitting right next to Maverick Carter and Rich Paul. He's the son of a very successful Cleveland businessman. And last summer, or maybe it was two summers ago, when Tristan Thompson was negotiating with the Cavs for his contract extension, LeBron James was photoed with Tristan at Home Dude's wedding.
Okay.
Because that's when, you know, he took some gram shot and said, you know, Cavs, get it done. And they were hanging out in their $150,000 suits. Yeah, my speculation there is that LeBron James is not really buddy-buddy with some Cleveland businessman's son for, you know, enjoyment purposes, but rather a calculated move that down the line somewhere, he's going to need to call upon a favor of the kid.
Oh, yeah.
The kid will have inherited his father's wealth.
Yeah, what is the business? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, if you're a Cleveland businessman, I imagine that towns like that that aren't exactly destinations that people flock to.
Sure.
I imagine like the wealthiest people there probably own, you know, anywhere from 10 to 90% of the city.
Yeah.
You know, kind of
like. Oh, they own like all of downtown, or they
like
own.
Like a Max Schreck evil villain sort of thing.
They own the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Anything of note. Oh, more funny quotes to come out from the post-game press conferences. Kevin Love was asked after game two how the 0-2 hole feels different from last year's 0-2 hole. His quote, "I don't have a concussion." Because that would make it feel a little different.
That would always help.
After game three is when everyone started writing the Cleveland Cavaliers obituary for the season.
Sure.
LeBron James was asked if it was fair that the Warriors signed Kevin Durant.
Oh, I heard this, yeah.
After blowing that 6-point lead 3 minutes ago.
Right.
And LeBron responded, "Is it fair that the Cowboys added Deion Sanders? Is it fair that the Yankees in the 90s signed everyone? If I become an owner, I'm going to try and sign everybody."
I agree. If Kevin Durant comes to your door and says, "I want to play for you," what are you going to say? "Nah, we're okay."
Quickly, some funny stuff, non-NBA final stuff I saw in the news this past week. Luke Walton wore a Popovich Kerr 2020 shirt.
Amazing.
At a volleyball tournament. Dion Waiters indicated that he's willing to offer Miami Heat a hometown discount.
Okay.
To stay in Miami.
Yeah. Any word on what that discount might look like?
I don't know, but I was wondering if he made the same hometown discount to his hometown of Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly.
But Waiters did make this appearance in a t-shirt that featured his pose after winning the game-winning shot against the Golden State Warriors. You know, the shirt that Dion has of himself.
Right.
Derek Fisher was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. You see that?
No.
He flipped a car on the 101 in the Valley that contained Matt Barnes' ex-wife, Gloria Gavan.
Actually, I did hear a little bit about this. I didn't know that he flipped a car.
The car was actually registered to Matt Barnes.
Oh, man.
Gave it to Gloria.
Ugh.
A 2015 Cadillac Escalade. Gave it to his ex-wife, reportedly, for the kids.
Man.
Get the kids around.
Yeah.
Paul George is having another kid with the woman he tried to pay $1 million to not have a kid with.
What? That's not how that should have gone.
Yeah. So a few years ago, he impregnated a stripper and offered her $1 million to have an abortion.
Okay.
This came out in the news. They did not have an abortion and now have a beautiful baby girl together. And it was just announced that he is having another kid with the same lady of the night.
Liz. Okay. Good for him.
All right. Let's get into our latest segment, Matt. So this segment is perfect for this time of the year in the NBA season and NBA fandom. You're familiar with Warren G, Matt?
I am.
90s rapper famous for the Regulators song.
Absolutely.
This new segment, it's called Speculators.
Speculators.
And that's where we discuss the draft, free agency, talk about all the stupid speculation we hear going on.
Speculators. We speculate any dealings of front offices, and we're damn good too. But you can't just say trades that might be. You gotta make the headlines to stand out. It's 2017.
Speculators!
You know, there's proof that there is much more interest if you're just following social media hits about Kevin Love trade rumors than the actual NBA finals. Fans love speculating on where these players are going to go, who they're going to draft, how they're going to shape up in free agency, what super team LeBron James is going to form next. I will tell you one thing that this segment will not contain, although we will talk about a lot of speculation that is in no way based in truth, fact, or even likelihood. But we will not talk about is hypothetical who would win between eras.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't want to. I don't care about that.
That corner is way overcrowded.
yeah, there's a bunch of people setting shop up there. So we're going to go across the street, and we'll set up shop in ridiculous NBA draft speculation land.
We could be like the guy standing on the street corner with the megaphone and the picket sign, you know, yelling about NBA speculation.
Yeah.
Well, we'll break it up into two segments. First, we'll do some draft speculation that we've heard, and then we'll go into like free agent trade speculation.
There's going to be a whole bunch of that going on this.
There is.
Speculators!
One draft rumor
is
gaining some traction. Maybe you've heard about it. The LA Lakers may not draft Lonzo Ball.
Right.
They're looking at Josh Jackson. They're looking at Jason Tatum. And Magic Johnson was at the game when De'Aaron Fox outscored Lonzo Ball in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
He was
there. Sure.
With his own
guys. He saw him.
I got two words for you, Matt. Smoke screen.
Smoke screen.
Another three words to describe what's going on here. Agent general manager. Rob Pelinka is controlling the media like John Cusack with the puppets and being John Malkovich right now. It's a masterful dance he's got going on. He's been there 2 months, and now the Lakers are about to sign Paul George, Lonzo Ball, possibly LeBron James. There's rumors that there's takers for Mozgov's contract, Deng's contracts coming off the books.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll
Shaq
have
Shaq and Kobe are coming back.
I don't know if you know this, Matt. You do because you're a smart basketball guy. Apparently, a lot of general managers don't know this.
Oh, yeah?
But draft and trade 101, don't tell anyone who you actually plan on drafting or trading for.
Right.
If anything, tell them all of your fake plans.
Yeah.
You know, I half expected Danny Ainge to posture like the Celtics might take Lonzo Ball, so L.A. would get freaked out and, you know, maybe do something stupid. I don't think he did it because he has either too much respect for Pelinka or at least knows that he's not going to fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't pulled that one out yet.
Right.
If it were Kupchak and Buss, maybe more likely that Danny Ainge messes with them a little bit.
Yeah.
What have you heard in the speculation newswire, Matt?
I have one about the Suns. Apparently the other day it came out that the Suns were very impressed with Malik Monk, Bob. Very impressed. You know what? I wrote down here, I'm calling smokescreen on this too.
Okay.
For one, as we point out many, many a times, maybe too many times, the Suns don't need to act like they're impressed with Kentucky players.
Kentucky guards, specifically.
Kentucky guards. Second of all, they don't need Malik Monk at all. But I think that they would be willing to trade if someone wanted to jump up to get him, willing to do something. So I'm not saying Malik Monk isn't impressive. I actually like Malik Monk. I think he can score, but they don't need him. Yeah, big time smokescreen on that, Bob.
Well, you know who is a little too transparent with who he likes and who he wants to trade? Brian Colangelo.
Yeah.
So Brian Colangelo, I've read many times, is very interested in Malik Monk. That's who the Sixers want to get. They need shooting. Nobody on their team can shoot. They keep drafting the best available player. It just so happens that he can't shoot. So if the Suns are smart, they know the Sixers are picking right behind him. Of course they're going to say
Sixers are picking right in front of him.
Oh, that's right.
But still, you want the Sixers to pick him so you could have a better chance at getting Josh Jackson, maybe, you know?
Right. Well, I say that the Sixers are going to be picking right behind him because of this next speculation I've heard about.
I wrote this one down, too.
The Kings may trade the 5th and 10th pick to Philadelphia for their original number three pick back, which they gave away a couple years ago in that Nick Stauskas trade for nothing.
Yeah, so they...
Actually, it was confused about the rules of how the salary cap works why they got rid of this pick.
So they made a terrible trade with Philadelphia, costing them the number three, and in order to get the number three back, they're going to give Philadelphia another first-round draft pick.
Yeah, so essentially Philadelphia is getting two picks in the top 10 in a loaded lottery class for nothing.
If that is real, if I was Philly, I would do that instantly because you know they're going up there to get... De'Aaron Fox, that's the rumor.
Oh, yeah.
So if they go up to get De'Aaron Fox, and then if it's Fultz, Ball, Fox, the Suns take Josh Jackson, then at five, you can pick Tatum or Malik Monk, which is pretty, and then you get the number 10 pick and can take something down there. That sounds almost too good to be true to me.
Yeah, the Sacramento Kings remind me of Jason Biggs being so horny he just can't contain himself in American Pie,
yeah. You know?
It's just so obvious that they want De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. Can't contain themselves.
Yeah. But did you hear about this speculation? The Kings might get Markelle Fultz in for a workout. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, that was
shocking.
That was being reported that the Kings... Now, it's since been kind of debunked a tad. He might go by and visit the front office, but he isn't going to go work out. But yeah, this was kind of the buzz that the Kings were going to get him in, which led to some speculation that the Kings might try and trade with Boston for the number one. Could you imagine how bad Danny Ainge would fleece the Kings trade?
What do you think's going on? Are the Kings sending Lamborghinis to these draft picks? They didn't get a single guy to work out last year except Wade Baldwin the fourth.
Yeah.
The only reason I could see this number three for number five and 10 picks not going down is Brian Colangelo's hubris.
Okay.
He might not do this trade because this is pure speculation on my part.
Sure.
He doesn't want Sam Hinkie to get credit for this trade. And it's essentially Sam Hinkie that set it up for the pick swap, right? So if they swap picks back, then every article is going to be lauding Sam Hinkie for what a great deal he continues to make for the Philadelphia 76ers, even though he's been gone for over a year. And I speculate Brian Colangelo does not like that at all.
Instead of what a great deal for Colangelo, yeah, it'll be Hinkie got him twice.
Yeah, if it is obviously better for the team.
Right.
He just doesn't want Hinkie to get any more credit for it.
Sure.
Speculators. We speculate any dealings of front offices, and we're damn good, too.
I've got some draft speculation I've been hearing. I've been hearing this a lot. Matt, I think you're going to know what I'm talking about here. That Minnesota and Dallas are the most likely landing spots for Lauri Markkanen because they like white guys.
Yeah.
This is when speculating just gets lazy.
Sure.
We learned earlier this season that Daryl Morey has banned his scouts from making the same race comparisons.
Right.
Everyone who was a feisty point guard was the next Pat Beverly, and every 7-foot-tall dude who can shoot a free throw is the next Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
And since he said the only comparisons you can make have to be cross-race, no one makes them anymore.
Right.
It would be a funny drinking game to watch analysis videos of 7-foot-tall white NBA prospects, and just every time they're compared to Dirk, you'd do a shot.
Yeah.
You'd be drunk in 30
seconds.
Well,
you got to compare him now to, like, Yi Jing Lian or, like, some... you have to compare him to
Did you see
else.
His footwork against that stool?
Yeah.
But you can't just say trades that might be. You got to make the headlines to stand out. It's 2017.
Speculators!
Since everyone else speculates, we have to come up with our own absurd speculations.
We could do the yell, too. The
speculators!
Yeah. I got one to hem off your Lauri Markkanen. I got a crazy, wild speculation.
Okay. Lay it on me.
The Hornets pick 11, okay? I speculate that Zach Collins, Lauri Markkanen, TJ Leaf, and Luke Kennard are all available, and Michael Jordan picks none of them.
Whoa. That is a bold prediction.
That is a bold prediction. And leads me to this also. Do we need to include Charlotte in our draft game? How many white guys will this team draft?
I think so.
Utah and Indiana were always our go-to, but Charlotte's sneaking up on us.
You taught me this year that Indiana didn't have a single white player on their roster.
Yeah, which is mind-blowing.
I got some speculation for you. I'm reading between the lines here.
Yeah.
Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball will meet in the NBA Finals before the end of their rookie contracts. This is my...
Okay.
So, the NBA thinks they're smooth, but they're not smooth.
Mm-mm.
The top two picks in the super loaded point guard draft in a league where point guard is maybe the most important position it's ever been go to the Celtics and the Lakers.
Right.
Little too obvious here. Let's not overthink this. The biggest conspiracies are hidden in plain sight.
Occam's razor, isn't that what that's called?
I would hope so. I can't prove this. Yeah. Just speculating here. Magic Johnson talked to Adam Silver about this before deciding if he was going to take the president of the Lakers job.
Okay.
One step further. Again, zero evidence. This conversation between Magic and Silver took place over Dodger Dogs.
Whoa.
Celtics and Lakers 2020 finals.
I've shared many a Dodger Dog with people I've, you know,
plotted with.
Yeah. That's a good one. We've talked a lot about the Kings, so allow me one more.
Okay.
With all the trade speculation, the Kings are looking to make a name for themselves, and Vivek is really going to look to stand out there as an owner.
Uh-huh.
On draft day, Vivek is actually going to include himself in a draft day trade.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He thinks that he's the missing piece for some team, that he's willing to help out his own team by including himself in one of these trades.
Wow. I speculate that when Neil O'Shea spent last summer racking up the NBA's second biggest payroll on the Portland Trailblazers by giving away head-scratching contracts to Evan Turner, mostly, less so Alan Crabb, Miles Leonard, and Mo Harkless. I speculate that as he was doing this, he told owner Paul Allen, "Don't worry, I'll always be able to trade them for assets as long as Vlade Divac and Phil Jackson work in the NBA."
Yeah, which might prove to be true here with Phil. LeVar Ball, we're legally obligated to discuss LeVar Ball at least once. He said that all three brothers are going to end up on the Lakers at some point.
Did he say that?
He said that. I figured, why stop there? why can't he be on? Why can't his wife be on the Lakers? LeVar has brothers and sisters, why not? Are they not good enough to be on the Lakers? Does he have nephews and nieces? Are they? I think he's actually selling his family short. If LeVar is a big baller, he will big baller his way into having the first woman NBA player. That's the big baller move I think he's missing out on.
Speculators!
I hope that you get your wish and the Suns sign Josh Jackson this draft. I don't know if you know, but he signed B.J. Armstrong as his agent.
Right.
Just going out on a limb here. This is the Speculators segment.
Yeah.
I think he signed B.J. Armstrong. Josh Jackson signed B.J. Armstrong because B.J.'s recent experience in penis-related scandals.
Okay.
Draymond, you know, is either hitting him or accidentally Snapchatting his penis in the past 365 days. In the case of Josh Jackson, he got in a little trouble at Kansas for pulling out his penis and peeing on a girl's car.
Right.
You heard about this.
Right.
Just reading between the lines there, you're going to pick an agent. He's got penis specialties. Just saying.
Is that what B.J. Armstrong wants to be known for? Hey, whatever brings the money in,
he makes the penis scandals go away.
Yeah.
Let's get into some speculation about trades and free agency. After LeBron threw that alley-oop to himself in Game 4 in traffic, slammed it home, J.R. Smith was asked about it. He speculated LeBron was a Gatorade baby and made in a lab somewhere. We came up with this segment because in 2017, it's getting pretty saturated in the sports reporting world.
Mm-hmm.
In journalism altogether, the world is being turned upside down with fake news and headlines designed to attract clicks.
Sure.
Speculators are rewarded for coming up with completely bogus stories. I just saw one that is a perfect example of this. LeBron James to the Spurs.
Okay. Go on.
Clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real blog that just came out yesterday. The only thing that doesn't work perfectly is the timing, as James would have to wait until 2018 to make this move. However, when the time comes, LeBron should get up and leave for San Antonio, and here are all the reasons why. Reason one, Chris Paul. Chris Paul is not on the Spurs, but he's already made that leap in logic for you.
Yeah.
They've recently been rumored that Chris Paul might go to the Spurs, team up with Kawhi. LeBron has hinted that he wants to play with CP3, right?
Right.
Not only that, there's two other reasons why LeBron James might go to the San Antonio Spurs. Could you guess them?
No state income tax.
Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony.
Okay, sorry, I was going to.
You know, Texas's finest. Mm-hmm. Then he starts quoting LeBron James about the banana boat.
Yeah.
I really hope before our career is over, we can all play together. This is when speculating is just completely off the rails.
Yeah. I saw that same one, but that it talked about the Lakers and Clippers.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah.
I figured...
Yeah, that was big news this week.
Yeah, I figured why stop at the banana boat? Why not dig up George Mikan? Why not...
Yeah.
How old can we get this team? I like the idea that LeBron, Chris Paul, Carmelo, and a completely broken Dwayne Wade in 2 years are going to take the NBA by storm.
Matt, do you think it's a coincidence that the Lakers' colors are the same colors as the banana boat?
Oh, that's... Oof. No. I think it's...
hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
As they say.
You know, I just came upon this one. This was not in my original speculation.
Uh-huh.
But as I was looking through, I came across this site called KingJamesGospel.com.
Okay.
Came up with some how to get Paul George on the Cavs trades.
Trade for him?
I would love this.
Okay.
This is not happening at all.
Uh-huh.
Paul George to Cleveland. Brandon Knight, TJ Warren to Indiana. Kevin Love to Phoenix.
Huh.
That is speculation of the highest order.
Yes.
That is ridiculous. For one, the Cavs, you need to add Paul George to what you have. You don't need to ship Love. You don't need to get rid of Love to get Paul George. You need to add Paul George to Love, Kyrie, and LeBron.
Yeah, they're not speculating hard enough. You got to just trade C.D. Osman for Paul George.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
I guarantee you that Rob Pelinka is responsible for putting this LeBron to the Lakers bug in Jalen Rose's ear.
Yeah.
Let's count the connections here. Rob Pelinka, Jalen Rose,
uh-huh.
College teammates,
sure.
University of Michigan. Now he's the GM of the Lakers. Why would LeBron want to go there? Oh, he's got a $20 million house in Brentwood. Of course he'd want to live in L.A.
Right.
He's got Spring Hill Entertainment, which was acquired by Warner Brothers in Burbank. Of course he wants to. He's going to have his media empire be out in L.A. He even went as far as to say, Jalen Rose, filling in for Stephen A. on First Take, that LeBron wants to own an NBA team. Magic Johnson has been a part owner of the Lakers in the past. He will show him the way. You know who has been talking about wanting to sell some of their shares in the Lakers?
Who's that?
Some people giving Rob Pelinka a hard time. Jeannie Buss's brothers. Jim and John Buss.
Yeah.
They want to cash out. If they can't be in charge of the Lakers and running them into the ground, they at least want to get their stake.
Sure.
It's good speculating. Rob Pelinka, I take my hat off to you.
That's some solid speculation. What about this speculation of Gordon Hayward to Miami? Did you see this?
I did see that.
This is the new thing. I mean, maybe because Pat Riley, he can get him. For my crazy speculation, why stop at Hayward to Miami?
Uh-huh.
Hayward goes to Miami, gets tattoo of teeth around his mouth, you know, where it's like teeth on the outside. So it's like you have teeth on the inside, but teeth on the outside. Mohawk. He has
This is like a Mad Max thing.
Yeah, he has. He can have a mohawk. He can get another tattoo of like two shotguns and an X across his torso. Changes his name to DJ Gore Dog. Why stop just at Miami? He needs to embrace the seedy part of Miami and be fully in, because that Indiana white boy ain't going to Miami.
Wow, I actually had something Pat Riley related as well.
Yeah.
Now, let me just preface this again. No proof or real reason to think this.
Yeah.
Although I still think it's true. I speculate that Pat Riley may have some form of currency unknown to most people.
Oh, wow. This is good.
It's just a feeling, but I think it's somewhere between the Kwan from Jerry Maguire. Cuba mm-hmm. Gooding Jr. described the Kwan, that is the coin, and the Kwan.
Right.
You know, it's better than money. It's like having it all.
Yeah, and it sounds French, too.
Somewhere between Kwan and Bitcoins. Mm-hmm. This is how Pat Riley is able to get any free agent that he wants. I wrote down Blake Griffin, Gordon Hayward. Maybe he pays Paul George in ovulating strippers.
Oh,
he seems to like those.
Yeah, he might go broke if that's the if that's what goes on.
Matt, you were telling me about a currency. What's it called? Unobtainium?
Ethereum. That's also kind of in the Bitcoin realm.
Yeah, this is a new thing.
Recently, I mean, it's been around for a bit, but it's really caught buzz over the past 4 or 5 months
since it debuted on Mr. Robot.
Yeah. So, like all cryptocurrency, I'm not sure how it exists or what it does.
Uh-huh.
I just know that I've 4 times my money since putting it into...
The only thing my heroin dealer accepts.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster, Bob.
Okay.
Basically is what I'm saying, and it's a blast.
What is the price of one unit of Ethereum right now?
I can look. I can give you a live update.
So, if you're listening to this show, you know, not in real time... It could be $1 or $1 million.
Right now, it's one Ethereum is $309.
Wow.
Would to compare that to Bitcoin, one Bitcoin is about $2,800 right now. No one really knows. I'm convinced
$2,800?
No one. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I made a bad Bitcoin sell earlier this year.
What did you do?
I sold at $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you probably bought it for less than that, right?
Yeah.
Man, I remember a couple years ago, it was about where unobtainium is now.
Yeah.
I saw some speculation going on that Jerry West may sign with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Right.
This is the kind of clickbait a Clippers fan likes to see. Tim Kawakami of the San Jose Mercury News reported on Twitter that he spoke with West via phone. The executive is currently on a fishing trip in Alaska.
Yeah.
He asked the Hall of Famer if he's made a decision. West said he has not. But the reason I like this,
yeah,
just speculating here.
I like it.
So I always think NBA rumors, you know, when you're asked about an NBA rumor point blank, it should be like the episode of Seinfeld where George has a discoloration on his lip and he goes to the doctor and he's worried and he says, you know, what is it? He's like, oh, I've never seen anything like that before. And George is even more worried to hear that response and says, cancer? Is it cancer? And the doctor says, well, I don't know what it is. And George is really mad by this. He's like, can you at least give me a get out of here? You know, I ask, is it cancer? Get out of here! You know, basically, if Jerry West was not going to the Clippers, he would say, Clippers, get out of here! Because he didn't say that, I am really happy to hear that he's going to be a member of the LA Clippers.
I think it's fair because after reading his book, he does talk about how he gets kind of ornery and he gets kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Anxious. He's been with Golden State now for enough Jerry West time that I think, he's looking for something else.
Yeah, West said he isn't sure if the team still needs his input now that it has risen to the top of the league.
Yeah, that is
Get out of here!
This is the same guy who didn't watch Game 7 of a Western Conference clinching. I think Game 7 against the Blazers, Lakers Blazers. He just left halfway through and went on a drive.
Yeah, Kawakami kind of glazes over the fact that it's the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
the Warriors might have been the first team to ever go 16-0.
Yeah.
And Jerry West is fishing in Alaska. He's still a member of the Warriors.
He is an interesting dude. He doesn't surprise me at all that he's not anywhere close to where these games are going on.
I speculate right now about Josh Smith. Whenever I have it free time, I just speculate about what Josh Smith is up to.
Sure.
This is what I came up with.
Oh, you're talking about what he's up to at this moment.
At this very moment.
Okay, I like it.
He's reading Detroit Pistons blogs on his iPad at this very moment, chuckling to himself about how Stan Van Gundy is looking for trade partners for basically everyone in his entire starting five.
Right.
The only guy that maybe they should keep, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, will probably get such a big contract offer from Brooklyn or someone else that the Pistons won't be able to match. You can't buy out everyone on the team, can you, Stan, is what Josh is thinking to himself.
Pistons bought him a lot of iPads he's looking at this news on.
Yeah, I imagine that he's reading this on his iPad, on his toilet, in his Hong Kong penthouse. He's now also a king of the Chinese League and of loneliness.
Speculators!
Also, I have no evidence to support this, but I speculate Paul George is currently working on his I'm Coming Home article for the Lakers.
Okay.
Maybe Rob Pelinka is helping him write it.
Right.
Like the LeBron SI article 3 years ago, Paul is not going to mention D'Angelo Russell, Timothy Mozgov, or Luol Deng, but will name every other player on the roster.
Sure.
He signs off by saying, "Now let's give my career more accolades than the fake ones I have in my commercials." And you saw a lot of people have been clowning Paul George for having this Gatorade commercial where he talks about what it's like to hit a game-winning shot.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's never done that in the NBA.
He's never done that.
Not a walk-off buzzer beater.
Wow. Okay.
That's all the speculation you have this week? All right. Let's get into our diss of the week.
Yo mama is so fat.
Finals, so there's been a lot of words, battle of words going on. The first one, though, was no words spoken at all. JaVale McGee showed up to game one of the finals wearing a old school Shaq branded hat.
Okay, like a Magic with a star?
I didn't see the picture of this. I imagined it was the big Shaq letters with him hanging from the rim doing the tea bag of the any defenders that dare get close.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that this was a way for JaVale McGee to honor Shaq by wearing the hat? Shaq,
or,
who, you know, endlessly picks on McGee, got in a Twitter fight that had to be broken up by Shaquille's own mother. Or do you think he wore the hat to troll Shaq? This is JaVale McGee we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at it. It is one of the old ones with Shaq hanging from the rim. Compared to the rest of the getup, it kind of fits. He's got a whole 90s vibe going with the getup he's wearing.
Take that, Shaq. 25 of my dollars.
Yeah. Shaq has been, have you seen him behind the guys on ESPN, the play-by-play guys?
I was wondering if TNT bought him those tickets just so that their guy is on every ESPN or ABC broadcast.
Right.
Jalen Rose had a pilot of a television show air this week on ESPN. Sadly, it was not picked up as a show, but just a one-off pilot that they played. I can see why, as they have cameos from about 400 celebrities in the pilot, so it probably wasn't cheap.
Sure.
The last 40 seconds of the show are the funniest and were also used as the promo for Jalen. He sees Kobe Bryant in a bar, and Kobe calls him over. And then orders a vodka martini in front of him. And when asked how many olives he wants in his drink, he says 81. Now, I listened to Jalen and Jacoby's podcast, and Jalen said that as a kid, he had an opportunity to learn Spanish, didn't learn Spanish, and he's always regretted it ever since. And so when he had this opportunity to act in a show, even though he was playing himself, he took acting lessons, sometimes twice a day. After watching the whole show, especially the last 40 seconds, I want to see Kobe Bryant acting in some more stuff not alongside a sock puppet.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty damn funny.
Yeah. I watched that clip. That was good.
Matt, you'll have to tell me which one of these disses is the diss of the week. I've got a handful more here.
Okay, good.
So Austin Rivers was on ESPN this week talking about former teammate Glenn Davis. Glenn was throwing shade at Doc Rivers.
Sure.
And Austin Rivers said, quote, "How are you supposed to play someone if they are constantly out of shape and don't remember the plays?"
That's pretty straightforward.
Burn.
Yeah, he wasn't holding back or hiding anything on that.
Paul Pierce compared Kevin Durant joining the Warriors to a kid becoming friends with his bullies to avoid getting beat up.
We've all been there, Bob.
I saw that Matt Dooner, at Matt Dooner, tweeted to Shea Serrano this week, "Does LaMarcus fade away every time he shoots a dart, too? Or is that just when he has a wide-open jump shot?" That was pretty clever.
That was a good one.
Lastly, last nominee for this week's Diss of the Week, Richard Jefferson on Road Trippin', always comedy gold. He said that the team, whenever LeBron backs down a smaller defender on the block, the entire bench will start yelling, "Get that baby out of the street! Whose baby is that? Get that baby!"
I like that one.
Matt, is that the winner?
That's a pretty good one. I like the Austin Rivers because it is just a straightforward diss too.
Yeah.
I have a diss of the week I found researching Transformers movies earlier. Uh-huh. It's kind of a Michael Bay diss on America. In April of 2017, Michael Bay stated that as a result of the writer's room, there are 14 stories completed for potential future Transformers films. So
wow.
So keep ragging on these films all you want, America. Michael Bay is going to have the last laugh.
He got some Ethereum, bought some crack cocaine,
yeah,
just busted out 14 future Michael Bay
pumped
movies.
Pumped out 14 Transformers flicks.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Speculators is going to be here through the draft and free agency.
Yeah, that's going to be a big part of this, I think.
It's going to find a comfortable home here in Brick House. We'll tell you all the ways Draymond partied after the finals, all the Uncrustables they downed in Vegas. We'll hear what kind of cookies the Warriors are baking to troll the Cavs, Russell Westbrook, all the other Warriors haters, and more. After the theme song, if we have a little time left to fill on Old Dash Radio, we're going to treat our listeners to a Brick House skit from the summer.
Ooh!
It's when speculating becomes a fictional reenactment. Follow us on Twitter at Brick House Pod. Leave a review on iTunes if you're so kind. Tell your friends about us. That's
sure.
Just as good.
Tell your non-friends about us, too.
If you happen to be at NBA Summer League in Vegas this summer and see us in our Brick House shirts, come over and say hi.
Yeah.
And by then, we may have some of whatever currency Pat Riley uses to get free agents. Maybe it's just ski-doos and Miami women.
Probably.
Let's not speculate too hard. We'll talk to you next week on the next episode of Brick House.
Bob, we know a lot of things here on Brick House, but one of the things we know is Doc Rivers loves signing players that have played for him, played well against him, or his wife has given birth to.
Right.
And Doc's kind of looking for some help, so he reached out to a lot of players this summer in his annual tradition of shoring up depth with veterans. This is apparently an annual tradition that we just talked about. He got a lot of voicemails, so let's hear some of the messages that he left.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear that.
This is a recording from Ray Allen's voicemail.
Ray, it's Doc.
thinking a lot about the time I hit that money in the ceiling of the locker room at the Staples Center. I told you guys we'd come back here and win a championship, and we're going to get that money back. You remember that? Ray, I'm calling for a favor. Ever since 2008, I've been hunting money in the ceiling of locker rooms. San Antonio, Golden State, Cleveland. I can't find it, Ray. My ceiling cash is bankrupt to me. It's causing problems at home. Help us win a title, Ray. Come join the team. I know you and Pierce don't get along, but put that mess behind you, man. We really need some inspiration this year. And Ray, if you don't join the team, can I borrow some money, dude? Help your old coach out, Ray.
This one's from Kevin Garnett's phone.
Ubuntu, KG. Doesn't that mean all for one, one for all? It's hard for me to think that with me here on the West Coast and you all the way up there in Minnesota, who lives in Minnesota? That didn't work out too well for Prince. Kevin, the truth is, guys could really use you. We're all afraid of Chris Paul. He yelled at my wife, Kev. She made eye contact with him while she was chewing, and he says it was disrespectful. Damn, Taffy. But we know you can handle him. Play for the team. Be my assistant. Be a ball boy for all I care. Oh, shit, I think I hear him coming. Help me out, KG.
Here's Brian Scalabrini's phone.
Hey, this is Brian.
Scal, sup, man? Didn't think you'd pick up the phone.
Doc? Is that you? I'm pretty free, actually.
Perfect. Scal, we need you in training camp.
Really?
Nah, man. KG bet me you wouldn't think I was serious. You just won me some ceiling cash. See ya, buddy.
Our Brickhouse reporting staff is, you know, really top-notch. I think we've proved that...
Crack Squad.
Have you heard about this? Well, we can touch on it another time, but the Golden State Warriors app that records the conversations, you sent this link to me.
Yes, I have heard about this.
Our crack staff heard that and was hoping to use that to get into a Dave Yeager therapy session.
Ah.
It didn't work out because he didn't have the app
downloaded.
But what we were able to get, because Vlade Divac is such a wild card, he has every app, he has everything. He just can't get medical records for draft picks. But we did get a recording after the Suns and the Kings agreed to the draft day trade to send the 8th pick to the Suns for a few picks and a Bogdanovich. Vlade accidentally redialed Ryan McDonough, left a voicemail of him, of Vlade, Vivek Ranadive, and Peja Stojakovic all... cheering because they thought they won the trade. So we were able to track down that voicemail about them celebrating the trade.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You've reached the iDoc. I'm not in right now, but please leave a message or just text me, babe. Ciao.
I can't believe this McDonough. He's so stupid. I'm Vlade Divac, and I know, like everyone, this is only 7-player draft. 8th pick, 13th pick, 28th pick, they are the same.
We are so outside the box. I love basketball.
Hey, I don't know, guys. We could have drafted Domantas Sabonis. You know how we like the world players, yes?
Yes, but everyone knows he's good, Peja. You've got to relax your mind.
Vivek is right. If everyone know player is good, you have no element of surprise. Look at me, Vlade Divac. Every time player look at me and say, no way this player is good basketball player. I, being Vlade Divac, surprise them.
The element of surprise.
You know, game is televised, yes? If player is good, everyone find out.
You're not relaxing your mind enough, Peja. What's the name of the chap we're drafting at 13?
Georgios Papagiannis!
What? You're kidding. I did not see him on one mock draft.
I know, it's so bloody brilliant.
The Marcus Cousins probably will not like.
No, he won't.
It's very funny, but we need guard, gentlemen.
Tell him your idea of who we should sign as a free agent.
Ty Lawson!
And who's the fellow with the first name and last names are the same? We just got him for Phoenix.
Bogdan Bogdanovich.
I love the way he says it. Come on now, you try, Peja. Deep breath. Relax your mind. There, now, who should we sign as an assistant coach?
Doug Christie?
There you go!
That's the spirit.
their owner, Mikhail Prokhorov, he made his fortune in the mining industry in Russia mm-hmm. in a way that he was quoted as saying would not have been legal in the United States. Mm-hmm. He water skis. He was kicked out. Or he doesn't water ski. Jet skis. Mm-hmm. He was kicked out of France at one point for bringing prostitutes to a party. He's basically a 6'7" Soviet Bond villain. And Sean Marks, on the other hand, is this goofy-ass white basketball player that used to play for the Spurs. He's from New Zealand. I bet he's a nice guy. But either way, he didn't want to take this GM job for the Nets. Except at the 11th hour, something happened to change Sean Marks' mind. And this is the scene here that we're introducing. This is the call where Sean Marks decided to take the GM job. So pay attention. Oh, and by the way, this is definitely a joke if you weren't clear on that. It's not really Mikhail Prokhorov. Please don't send the Kremlin after us. Just a joke.
G'day, this is Sean.
In Russia, we know not to raise our lambs near wolves.
What's that?
When man hands you sword, you do not hand it back.
So, the lamb farmers have swords?
It's called shepherd, Sean. But yes, even wolf has sword in Russia.
All right.
You're a family man, Sean, yes?
Oh, yeah. Jennifer and I have 4 kids. Quick little buggers.
Children are like lambs, Sean. And I am like wolf with sword.
Oh, mate, see, I'm not really familiar with the Russian fairy tale.
I'm saying become GM, Sean, or I devour your family. Trade deadline is next week.
All right.
See you on Monday, Sean. It's funny tie day.
Speculators. We speculate any dealings of front offices, and we're damn good too. But you can't just say trades that might be. You gotta make the headlines to stand out. It's 2017.
Speculators!